KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Well, look at, he's all ready to go. He's got his britches pulled up to do today.
Been gone for a while. You haven't had
your britches pulled up in a while?
No, I just had to. I had to find a map to the studio. I didn't know where it was.
You know what always gets Randy here?
Spent all week last week in Las Vegas.
You have the ladies at McDonald's put him a McGriddle together with a round egg. I know they know. They look at me twice when I request that,
but I do it every time. That's Randy's deal, man.
All right.
I was at
pass out. If Stephen Piche was here, we'd have a sandwich with him too. Is he live with us this morning?
What the heck?
I'm here.
Oh.
Well, we got to get another sandwich.
Did you stop that grater for a little bit so we can talk to you?
Yeah, I actually ain't in the grater this morning. I'm actually in a brushing machine.
Oh.
Trying to clear the shoulders up so everybody can see what they're running into when they go in the ditch.
That's how you do that. Well, yeah. Did you get a hold of any coffee yet this morning, or don't you need that to get rolling in the morning?
I'm a tea baby. I like good old fashioned straight up Lipton tea.
Ooh,
old fashioned.
That sounds like I switched to that after an hour.
I don't know.
I bought a coffee. I like the smell of it over a campfire and still cook a bunch that way. But if I'm drinking anything, I usually have a cup of tea.
So he just cooks the tea on the campfire, or the coffee on the campfire to smell it, but yet he drinks tea.
Oh, that is perfect. Yeah. I'd like to get up into northern Minnesota. That's where we're at this morning here.
We're at northern Minnesota.
We're at, I believe it's around Grand Rapids, Minnesota, aren't we, Stephen, this morning?
Yep.
Talking with Stephen Piche. Stephen has and his wife Brenda have taken a ton of time in the last few years to get things rolling here and keep things rolling in the world of promotional high school fishing, in the world of Lund boats, in the world of tournament fishing, husband-wife teams. So, we were like wondering, we need to keep explaining and talking and telling everyone about this high school fishing thing. So who else? That the guy that Lund Boats has, he and Jimmy Bell, they've put these two guys as the eyes and the ears of the high school fishing, and just thought we'd just have
for a couple
nice
guys that got a sixth grade education to talk a little high school fishing. Huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to compete with a sixth grader some days.
That's all right, though.
Or they have a doctorate in fishing.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, I got a doctorate in YouTube, so.
You do? Okay, well, we're going to get somewhere. We're going to run up to Grand Rapids one day. We're going to go fishing with these two, and we're going to get your YouTube videos produced, and
we'll
show the whole world how it's done.
High school fishing.
Let's get into that a little bit here, Steve. Before we talk fishing, we're going to get into some fishing, everyone. But at first, we just like to chat with your knowledge. You're going to head to the Northwest Sports Show and talk high school fishing also all weekend.
It's going to be a ball. We're Jimmy Bell and Jason Barr. Jason Barr is the other one that's part of the one team. Him and Jimmy and then Brenda and I. A few others as well, but we're going to be down. We actually have student angler booths down there this year. Lund's donated a boat, motor, and trailer package for us to raft off, and we started an organization. Jimmy started a student angler organization, and then we started the student angler tournament trail presented by Lund and Rapala, and Lund has donated a brand new boat for us to raffle off to help raise money to give away scholarships at this particular tournament tournament series. There's three different ones in the state of Minnesota. This is the newest and latest and greatest, and we're pretty proud to be part of it. I'm seated on the board of directors with it, Jimmy and Jason and I and four other great people. We've made a lot of headway. The growth in student angling in Minnesota is unbelievable. I don't have current numbers in front of me right now, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 new teams just this winter and spring alone, new schools on board. Jason Oaks and Tony Holger, Ryan Spruill over at Lund have seen the value in the student angling and have jumped on board last year and basically told us, go get her done. So we're looking forward. There's going to be a lot of kids down at the Northwest Sports Show. Lund has actually got three booths down there. They've got their corporate booth, the Rapid Marine booth, and then our student angler booth that's mixed in. And we've got kids will be down there doing knot tying demonstrations and letting kids that are showing up be involved in knot tying and casting booths and lure identification. Rapala is going to is part of it. They're going to be in there with lure identification stuff. It's going to be a ball.
Wow, that does sound like a blast.
So are we doing this? Is this like you're putting some teams together? Are they fishing competitively against each other, or is this just more of a learning process?
Well, there's all of a combination of everything, Randy. The schools or individuals are going to the schools and starting clubs and fishing teams, and then the team decides whether they're going to remain a club-type activity and just have league activities and educational stuff, or they're going to delve into the world of tournament fishing. Our team here in Grand Rapids, the Thunderhawks, is dove 100% in the world of tournament fishing. We've got, five qualifiers and the Tournament of Champions on the Lund Rapala side for the Student Angler Tournament Trail. We've got TBF, SAF, the Bass Federation Student Angler Federation. They run a set of tournaments. And the BASS folks run a set of tournaments. So there's lots of angling opportunity. Some of these permits we're drawing for this new series of art are going to be 200 boats
tournament.
Yeah, last year we were having 30 to 60 boats at these tournaments. We're going to be maxed out at most of these the way it appears to us at this time. We're working with the DNR trying to handle logistics of everything and make a good solid representation to the folks on the waters that here's some great young anglers and courteous and AIS friendly and gentlemen. So, and ladies, there's lots of young women that are fishing it now. So pretty exciting times in the world of angling. That's not just, it's not just getting some kids fishing anymore. Now we're actually organized and moving forward at a pretty high rate of speed.
You know, it's kind of nice to see that the foundation of fishing is going to be that solid with these young people coming up. Now, as we talk about these tournaments, I know I talked about bass. And all, is there any walleye tournaments involved in this too?
There's one so far. The folks at the Walleye Federation, the federation organization, come to one of our meetings last fall on Mille Lacs. Matter of fact, the World Walleye Championship weekend, we had to take the last pre-fish day off and run down to Mille Lacs. And Rapala and Lund and TBF, SAF, BASS, Student Angler Organization, everybody was there, and we met collectively. And one question that they had going forward was from TBF, Walleye Federation combination, said, what can we do going forward? What would you guys like to see? And we said, you know, we wouldn't mind if there was a walleye tournament too. So in the second Sunday in September, I believe is the date. It'll be the day after the Cass Lake Cabela's Master Walleye Circuit on Cass. They're going to load their trailer up, move over to Lake Bemidji in Bemidji, Minnesota. And on Sunday, we're going to have the first ever kids walleye tournament.
Lake Bemidji.
And he likes that lake. You lit him up here.
Fabulous lake up in that area. I mean, Lake Bemidji, talk about some structure, very clean water, and loaded with some quality walleyes up there, too.
Terry Brown is checked in this morning. Good morning to you. My Uncle Roger from Omaha, Nebraska, has checked in. Barrett Ohm. Good bunch of people joining us here also on Facebook and live here at 1480 AM in Watertown, KS93. So, Stephen, you know, number one, you talked about 200 teams signing up for a tournament. Are they Do they put an adult in with two high school anglers, or is it just two high school anglers?
And what's the age limit on this?
Age? How do they put a team together?
Okay, the student angler tournament trail, they have to be a graduated eighth grader. So we're graduating eighth grader and up for us to fish this series.
Well, Lynn and I can't fish then.
Pardon?
Lynn and I cannot fish.
No, you guys are out of the running. I ain't too sure I'm qualified either.
That's all
they told us. Is you just go out and flap your jaws and talk, and you can make a living, kid.
Yeah. There has to be an adult in a boat. And the adult, the captain, or the boater, as we call them, is required to run the big outboard. The kids cannot run the big outboard at all in this series.
Okay.
So we have a 19-year-old or older adult that is captaining the boat. As these kids get better, which a lot of them are really, really, they do everything already. But they, when they first start out, we can actually help them run the trolling motor and teach them how to run a bow mount trolling motor, or a little bit of advice, but that goes away pretty quick. We require these kids going forward to actually operate everything. And they come into my boat and jump in it, and we run Ray Marines. We're both the only ones in the country up here with Ray Marines last year. Mm-hmm. And them kids would jump in my boat. They'd come back. We never seen one of them in about 8 seconds flat. They're already well-versed in it.
Ooh,
we're on our way.
A video game.
Absolutely.
Doesn't take them long to figure that out.
Yeah,
so is it the same when they do some pre-fishing or anything like that? It's these teams put together so they pre-fish with you as well?
Not necessarily. They have the ability to pre-fish on their own. The captain of the boat scenario is for tournament day. Mm-hmm. A bunch of these youngsters have their boater safety and have driver's license and everything. They're legal to operate boats. And the ones that ain't usually jump in, like our Grand Rapids Thunderhawks team, there might be three or four kids in a boat on pre-fish days because some don't have it, or, you know, parents are busy. Or
gas money.
gas money. They all split. They'll run down to Pelican or Gull or Minnewaska and have a look at Lake Mille Lacs. Several of the coaches will go along, but there's just always a pile of boys and girls wanting to go. So they, as long as they're legal to operate stuff, pre-fishing, they can do all that.
So to put a deal like this together, you got to have a coach, and you got to have some adults that are willing to say, come on, kids, let's go get this done. And then the kids just have to have the energy and the desire to jump in. And by George, we got a
great program.
We've got something rolling.
And it's fast. And predominantly, as the people wanting to start these teams are going to the schools have been jumping on board with open arms. Very, very little apprehension or negativity. We've got, and if anybody's interested in starting a team, you can get a hold of Jimmy Bell, the SAO, Student Angler Organization, or studentangler.org is the website.
Studentangler.org. Okay.
And then Jimmy Bell, Jason Barr, myself, or one of the other board members will get a hold of you. Jason Barr kind of heads up the majority of speaking with our team. He's the coach of the Brainerd teams, and last year he had his own tournament series similar to this one.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of built around that and moved forward from the first program that he got going.
Did you join forces?
Yes, and joined forces with Rapala. It was already a sponsored stuff, and Rapala,
Zach Swanson
from Rapala, was all aboard on it. So
yeah,
we're
fantastic.
Moving forward hard.
Fantastic. I know we interviewed Martin Luinga from Webster Fishing Team. That's been a month or two now. So, I mean, there's some, you know, for those of us in this part of the country that is really resonating with, there's some other teams around in this part of the country. And, hey, get in your truck, pull the boat, and head over into Stephen's part of the world and get involved also. But start your team locally, and there's places to go to be involved and to have an excellent, excellent time.
Anybody that has any questions can get a hold of Jimmy Bell, Jason Barr, or myself on Facebook. Put instant message or post to our page, and somebody will be in touch with you.
Yep. Yep. If our high school, if our sixth grade education can get us onto Facebook, we can connect with them. Yeah. We can't get in yet.
Can't get in the boat.
We can't get in. We can't get in the boat because we didn't graduate with that eighth grade diploma.
Well,
go ahead,
you know,
Randy.
I know, like, you know, in the Henry area where I'm from, we have a small school.
Henry?
Which Neil, it's in South Dakota, believe it or not. Which Neil actually put together. We have a fishing team or a fishing club, maybe, you know, through the high school association, which is kind of nice. And they don't really go out and do any tournament fishing, but they actually go out and you know, all get together and fish. I mean, they learn the quality of fishing, and they have actual dates that they meet and the things that they do and places that they'll go out and fish.
Well, a lot of them don't have parents that even
right
want to go down and have an ice cream cone with them. So, you know, so if they can find someone that'll take them fishing, this is a good thing.
You get somebody like that that strikes their interest, that they might not be very good at, you know, football or whatever, but, you know, a sport like fishing that they can get involved in, and now they can escalate that into something, you know, into a career even. You know, we're scored on that.
Steven, did you catch the ice cream cone thing?
What's that?
Did you catch the ice cream cone thing? I mean, you can attract a lot of fishing.
Until 9:30, we got done with a Winnie DNR meeting at 9:30 and slid right into Dairy Queen for a big old cone. They got rid of so many free ones, they were out of cones. We had to have it in a cup.
That was on the 20th. It was free cone day.
Oh, was that?
2 days ago, yeah.
Ooh. First day of spring.
Yep, free cone day.
We missed that, but
yeah, I got it. But it's kind of nice to see that, you know, when we could put together and have a lot of young anglers that are interesting to keep the sport alive. As you know, that tournament fishing for a while there was actually, you know, on the downslide, but I see it now it all bringing itself back up because you've got a lot of young and youth involved.
Well, here's a quote that both Jimmy Bell and I use on a regular basis. We believe in it strongly. It emphasizes what we're doing. This is the first time in the history of fishing that we have a chance to reintroduce, to gain a generation back that was lost in fishing. We're getting them outside. We're getting them off. Their video game now is Raymarine or Lowrance or Garmin or Humminbird Graph.
Exactly. It's so
the
true.
The remote. We're getting their parents, their aunts, their uncles, their sisters. It's the first time in the history of fishing we have an opportunity to regain a generation lost. And, man, is it coming back on board nice.
Yeah, that's good. And Brenda reminds us also, she just chimed in a little bit on the keyboard about if there are girls or moms that are listening out there and you have a little apprehension, that's what's nice about having your partner, Brenda, you know, out there and available also. She says, and in Facebook, she'll respond to you right away, connect with Brenda Picht, P-I-C-H-T, on Facebook. And if you have apprehension and you're you know, a lot of us, all we have is girls in our family. So thank you, Brenda, for being a part of this.
And there are some women out there that are fantastic anglers. That, you know, definitely could hold a stick to anybody out there.
Yes, they can. They're absolutely well versed in all of it.
Yeah.
So quickly, you know, I'm not sure if we're gonna have to talk about rigging the boat. We have got about 1 minute left here. We're gonna have to talk about how Brenda and Steve rig their boat at a different show, different time, different day. But I wanted to get right back to where you guys are going to be this weekend. Huge, huge boat show. Nothing better than to introduce kids to boats and fishing than take them to the Northwest Sports Show. And again, Steven, you guys will have a booth there.
Where's that at?
Well, we'll be in Lund area, booth 101. We've got all sorts of stuff going on. Most of the directors from the Student Angler Tournament Trail and a lot of Lund representatives and lots of kids and coaches and teammates. And we're going to bring the kids on down. They're going to have a chance to get involved in casting and lure identification and learn how to tie knots and just all sorts of sorts of great stuff going on. It's the greatest show of all of them. And,
yes.
And
what town
they're
is
so
in?
Tickled to have our youth there.
And Randy brought up a good point. A lot of people are going, where's Northwest Boat Show at? And that's at the Minneapolis Convention Center, right there in the thick of things, right, Stephen? And I mean, when you go there, you're not just going there to look at fishing boats. I mean, you want if you're into the pontoon thing and you're saying, hey, I want to start fishing out of a pontoon,
it's
like
a
lot of people are.
Day of education out there.
They've got every pontoon style available if you've been shopping.
Well, good
day. Pontoons, docks, kayaks, canoes, run fishing boats of all shapes and sizes.
Replicas.
Most of the major resorts in the country are there.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a great, great venue.
Well, good deal.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
Time's already flew right by.
We're flying by. We're going to let Stephen get back
Thanks,
to work
Steve.
There.
We appreciate that, man.
Clearing brush with the brush equipment up there in northern Minnesota. But it's a fantastic day, and it's a fantastic thing that they've got going on.
Yep.
Thank you, Stephen.
And Brendan and I will be down in South Dakota to fish Lake Francis Case in 1 month.
Oh, my word, that's right. Out of Platte, South Dakota, Lake Francis Case.
That'll be a good one for you.
All right. Well, we'll be on the water in the air again in another week. This is replayed on Saturday morning. So hello to those fans that have been listening to us more and more. I keep hearing listening to us on KS93 on Saturday morning.
Will does a good job for us over there. So
another week. It was. And another sandwich and another cup of coffee.
All right, Randy.
We'll send it over to Randy Grimes. Thank you.